Dog Sense, how the new science of dog behavior can make you a better friend to your pet. By John Bradshaw. Narrated by Michael Page. Copyright 2011 by John Bradshaw. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Basic Books, a member of the Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. The first dog I became attached to was one I never met. He was my grandfather's Cairn Terrier, Ginger, a typical long-legged Cairn of the early 20th century, only a few generations removed from his working forebears. Ginger had died long before I was born, and I grew up in a pet-free household. Stories about Ginger were, for a while, the nearest I came to having a dog of my own. My grandfather, an architect, liked to walk. He walked to and from his office in the industrial city of Bradford, and to and from the churches and mill buildings he specialized in. But especially he walked for recreation, whether in the Yorkshire Moors or in the Lake District or in Snowdonia. Whenever he could, he took Ginger with him. The family maintained that Ginger, who was taller than he should have been for his breed, had acquired his longer-than-average legs through all this exercise. Actually, in the photographs I have of him, he looks quite typical of his breed, and not unlike the Cairn chosen to play Toto in the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz. It was not until much later on, when I became professionally interested in pedigree dogs, that I was struck by how much the breed had changed over the intervening decades, including becoming significantly shorter in the leg. I doubt many modern Cairns would enjoy the amounts of exercise that my grandfather evidently relished, although Cairns today are less prone to inherited diseases than many others.